taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. About the only time I lost my shit on him recently was when I made the fucking mistake of taking the goddamn batteries out of his remote and didn't put them back like an idiot. And he was stomping around like a son of a bitch. And I got this text that says, he's about to blow. Get down here. Bring the batteries. So I come down with the batteries and he's having a shit fit. And I actually said, I go, hey, relax. Enough. It's here. I've got it. You're fine. Chris, with an impression, writes, who got me this Christmas present? Yeah, Kevin did. Yeah, I did. So what? What the fuck you gonna do about it? Oh. So annoying. I try to just give him a goddamn wide berth. Give him space. Give him space. All right. Thank you to Nick Vanderfuck for sending this along. Donut Dan says, bless you guys. I don't think I could take care of a guy like that. Before I get into the story, a little bit more about that. It's not as bad as I make it out to be. We've adapted. You just have to kind of like process, try not to let it get to you, and because there is literally no alternative. That's just the way it is. And there are good moments. I just have to think of them. It might take a while. Nick Vanderfuck sent this along. There was some chick in Jacksonville. She's a cop. And she's shitty. And she's now fired. And the guy who she did this to is going to sue. He's already suing. It just happened. This poor son of a bitch. He gets pulled over by a cop. The cop goes up to the passenger side on the side of the road. He says, hey, what's up? He goes, yeah, you ran a light. And the guy says, they think the light was yellow or whatever, or I stopped. And he goes, no, you didn't. Give me your info. He's polite, though. Everything's going normal. Gives him his info. He goes, you got any weapons on you? And the guy goes, yeah. And he goes, okay. And I think in it, and I'm going to play the video, I think he actually said, I have a weapon on me, but I don't have a license to carry it. And the cop says, okay, all right, well, hey, I got to get that from you. So I'm going to ask you to get out of the car, and we're going to just gently and professionally get that pistol out so we can kind of then begin this process. And the guy goes, no problem. I get it. I understand. So everything's cool. The cop gets out of the car. I'm sorry. The guy gets out of the car. The cop comes around and goes, all right. And the other cop is a chick. And she is going to go into like his pocket or waist or holster and get the goddamn gun. Nick says, Florida's constitutional carry. They will even do this with CPL holders in Michigan. Okay, that's a detail I didn't know. So, in Michigan, you can actually carry a pistol on your person if it's not concealed. That I know. Like, you see that guy at Meijer who's, you know, he got a MAGA shirt on and he's got a pistol on his hip for everyone to see. You can do that in Michigan. So that's probably what Nick is referring to. No big deal. Everybody, a lot of people do it. This fucking cop. I'm not going to say anything else about what's going on. You're probably able to figure it out.
Hey, you got a valid driver's license, proof of insurance, all that good stuff? Hey, you blew that red light.
I light your yellow and turned red when I went out.
It was red when you blew
it. It was yellow.
Okay. Well, I saw it. It was red. So.
I saw it too.
All right, well, you got a proof of insurance?
Yeah. Shit.
Just hang tight. You got a...
Yeah, I'm not with anyone.
You got anything crazy in the car?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah.
You got a gun?
Mm-hmm.
You do? All right, where's that? It's on you?
Crazy.
Okay. As long as you're cool and...
I'm chill.
No, man. I appreciate your honesty.
Oh, I got that's
awesome. So you have concealed carry and all that good stuff? No, you don't. All right, you're not a convicted felon, right?
Nothing. Okay.
All right. So what we're gonna do is, just for my safety, your safety, I'm gonna have you step out. All right. Fair enough. And we're just gonna remove the pistol from you. And then we're going to run your license, make sure everything's good. And I'm going to send you on your way.
Get out this way?
Yeah, just hang tight. Just do me a favor. Lower that window. Hey, he's very compliant. He does have a pistol on him.
He's talking to the other cop.
So we're going to take him out from that side, remove the pistol, and we'll go from there. All right?
Easy. There's actually three cops there, two dudes and a chick.
Yeah.
You just saw the chick. What you're seeing is from his vantage, from the cop who was just talking. Motorist there. This chick. Keep an eye on her her arm here. Her hand is going in to get the gun.
I appreciate
it, man, being very honest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. You okay?
She grabbed the pistol. And when she did, she grabbed the trigger. And then she's pulling it out, and she shoots the gun. And look at this poor son of a bitch. He is now shot. Look at her. What an asshole.
Put the gun down.
Put it down.
She doesn't know what to do. She is clueless.
You okay?
You got shot in the leg.
Rescue 1068.
HQ 2162, rescue 1068,
1020.
Oh. So just destroyed the guy's femoral arteries.
Gunshot to his leg.
Maybe. He lives. He does live.
Tourniquet.
I got it.
She doesn't even, she's just wandering at this point. Nick describes it as DEI hire wanders around. You know, I hate that term, but it kind of fits here. She's an idiot.
You okay? Hey, Mindy, do me a favor. Just get,
Mindy, do me a favor. Go home for the day.
Whatever, you good?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get this thing off.
Hang in there, brother. Rescue's coming. Rescue's coming.
Right. If I'm Mindy comes back up now. If I'm dude who just got shot, I'm like, you get the fuck away from me, you crazy bitch.
HQ 21-6, stay warm. 2162. Can you let rescue know that turnkit's applied to his right leg?
Okay, she's way too calm. She should be like cry. I would just, at this point, if I'm her, I would just take off the gear and just lay it there on the grass or put it in the guy's cop car and just take off the uniform and just walk home in my underwear. All right? That's what I would do. And then, like, leave town, change your name, start over. You're horrible.
Gotta crank it down on you, man. I gotta stop the bleeding.
Ah, shit.
I gotta crank it down, man. It's gotta stop
the bleeding. We gotta do that, brother. Stop the bleeding, all right?
Oh,
hang in there.
Fuck me, I can't even take it.
Oh, shit. You okay?
Other dude when she shot him.
Yeah.
The other dude.
Where's your pistol at?
On my side.
Okay. Just put your hands on the top of the vehicle for me.
Oh, you're
all right.
Oh, shit.
Why did it?
You okay? Put the gun down. You okay?
Idiot. Holy fuck. Dan says, holy freaking hell. Dan's he was a cop for most of his adult life. Most of his working life, he was a cop. Holy freaking F, that is absolutely a fucking super no-no. We are trained on all that crap. Disgraceful mistake. Hold still and I'll shoot the bullet out, says Branjo. After the shot is fired, Tyler says, she said, I'm good though because he's black, right? Chris says, usually if you hear DEI hire, it means racist or sexist, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But in this case, I'm laughing at the joke, so I'm okay with it. Bob says, another lady living up to the stereotypes. Oh, no. God damn. She's looking to see if there was a body cam pointed at her right then, LOL. Nick says, in Michigan, you are required to instantly disclose to the cop, which is bullshit. Whatever. Yoda World says, I knew it. Cole says, of course she did. Chris says, what a dummy. Chris says, kind of surprised she didn't shoot him a couple more times to cover up. He puts a gun in his hand, you know? Dan says the fact that the other cop had to tell her to put the gun down. And then Bob points out, this guy just hit the lottery, though. Just had to take a bullet to the leg. Yeah, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I would be, after knowing that it hurt, but I am going to live, you know, that tourniquet on the scene and the fact that these people are trained in, to some degree, in first aid, and you have another crew coming on to actually take you to the hospital to tend to you. But yeah, I mean, at some point, you know, you got to be like, have a quiet confidence about the lawsuit. This is going to be extremely profitable. You can sue the police department. You can sue her. I mean, my God, you could sue everybody. That is outstanding work. Nick says the other cops called her out right away over the radio. She said he was shot with a negligent discharge. Is that in the video that you sent me? Tyler says he could lose that lower part of his leg depending on how long the tourniquet was applied. Well, that's even more dollars. My God. A negligent discharge?
Nope. Hey, rescue 1068. Let's go.
This is 1162. Rescue 1068.
Hey, man. Come here. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Go ahead.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down. I got it, I got it.
Mindy's going back. This is Mindy's camera. Now she's coming back. She doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. She's wandering. I guess they keep saying negligent discharge. Negligent discharge. Your NT.
Let me see. Yeah, I got you.
All right. I can't figure it out. But that's just fucking remarkable. Holy shit. Dan says, Dan, the former cop, says her tunnel vision and reaction afterwards should result in being relieved from duty. No cop will want to ever work with her again. Can't handle the pressure. Tyler says, I'm surprised Mindy's camera wasn't pointed towards herself with how dumb she is. Nick blows the story by telling Dan she was fired. Nick, you asshole. The fuck is wrong with you? All right, you're getting a mulligan. I'm going to give you a mulligan because I don't want to fucking... I don't have the energy to sit you down, but we don't tell the end of stories. I'm on it. You asshole. Hey, guys, guess what? She was fired. This all came about on Reddit there because the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office released the footage. They announced that Mindy Cardwell was fired. Miami Herald reached out to Mindy, but she didn't say anything. The 40-year-old driver has also announced his intent to sue. Well, yes. Nick says he pulled a negligent discharge. That's okay. It's going to cost you a new pose. Let's see. Anything else about this? Mindy said, unfortunately, combined with the holster and the pants, it just was not coming out freely, Cardwell said, according to her report. I think not being aware of where my fingers were on the inside of the trigger. Okay, now you just admitted guilt there. Obviously, an accident happened that I'm at fault for. Oh, God. Hasn't Saul told you anything? Ari Gold always said, deny till you die, you dumb bitch. Lie. In hindsight, I wish I could have slowed it down and done 1,000 things differently. Oh, my God. Jacksonville sheriffs or police, whatever, found Cardwell was grossly incompetent. But investigators declined to pursue criminal charges. According to the report, the officer who initially approached the driver said he had reason to believe the vehicle was stolen because the steering wheel column was exposed. But registration revealed the vehicle did not belonged to the driver. 2 weeks later, the driver and his attorney announced that they were going to sue the agency, saying his civil rights were violated and his injury limited his mobility and made it harder for him to do his job. So he was entitled to damages. I'm not sure about the civil rights violation. I mean, like, I've heard about civil rights violations, but I don't know if this is it. I cooperated. I didn't pose no threat or anything, the driver said during a news conference. Permitless carry laws in Florida allow most law-abiding individuals older than 21 to carry concealed firearms. Yeah, but I still don't know to the letter of the law if saying, hey, we're going to take the gun out and you know, professionally informing them that this is how we're going to do this stop, and then you're going to be on your way. I don't think that. I think they did everything appropriate at that point. It was only when the chick got involved that things got weird. And I don't know if her accidentally shooting him is a civil rights violation. I think it's gross negligence that can easily result in a massive award or settlement out of court. But I'm not sure. Nick says Second Amendment violation should never had the gun taken. I don't know Florida law. Perhaps you do. I mean, can you do that in the traffic stop? Tofa says cop will keep their job, too. I just told you she got fired. You're actually paying attention, and I said it, and you missed it. How'd you do that? Jeremy with the crack. Let's see a picture of her and judge for ourselves if she was grossly negligent or just normal negligent. Tofa says, no, I was just talking to someone. Dan says, I agree there was no reason to try to disarm him. I have been pulled over many times with a gun and never am asked to separate from it. All right. Well, there you go then. I mean, can you not ask that, though? I mean, they obviously know the law better than I do, so perhaps that is the case. I don't know. But that's fucked. So she's fired, he's suing, and he should. I would be happy. I would absolutely be happy. I would sue for enough money that I would never have to work another day ever again. Regardless. But just act like you're hurt. Act like you're upset. But you're really actually happy. Believe it or not, I am going to do the rare double pee-pee break on this show because, like I said, I had to increase my water intake. So my apologies, but this has to be done. Or I can't sit here any longer. Dan writes, Michigan most often will take the gun, which I think is unconstitutional and wrong. Southern states do a better job about respecting people's rights when they pose zero threat. And yes, I identified myself as a retired cop, but anyone can say that at first I had not presented yet my ID. That reminds me. I've told this story before, but it's worth mentioning. I had just gotten my pistol license, and I was so fucking proud. I'm like a warrior, you know? I'm like, yeah, fucking I can carry my pistol concealed. Hey, we're getting ready to go on a trip. Hang on, let me check to make sure all the states that have reciprocal gun laws so that, you know.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender USDA choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My license, I can carry, you know, in this state. So I'm like making such a big deal about it when I'm traveling. We get to the sign for the state that I know doesn't have the same gun laws. I'm like, hang on. The law says I can't take this pistol in here unless I take necessary precautions. So I'll be removing the magazine and storing the ammunition in the trunk. And the gun's going to be in the case because that's the law and I'm a law. And, you know, you should do that, frankly. But I was making such a big deal about it. Now I'm like, fuck! Now, like, if I'm driving out east, I just don't even bring the fucking thing. You know? I've got the same ammo in the gun. It's like fucking 6 years old. I'm going to fire the gun and the gun's going to explode. But when we went down south to Tennessee, I'm driving around Gatlinburg. And a cop pulls me over. Comes walking up. And he asked me the usual questions. And I'm like, oh, I know I gotta present. I gotta let this guy know that I'm carrying because I got my pistol license. So he asks me for proof of insurance, all that shit, and I get out my license and my pistol license, and I'm like, "Here you go." I like hand it to him. "Here you go," you know. And Nick said, "You got to renew that license every 5 years." Yeah, I know. I actually did. And he goes, what are you giving me that for? I go, well, you know, I got my pistol license. I got a pistol license. I gotta show you. He goes, yeah, put that away. Everybody's got a gun around here. This ain't like Michigan. Everybody's got a gun here. I'm like, oh, God, I feel like such a bitch. Never did that again. No, I actually haven't been pulled over since then. So I've never, had to say that. But I was told you're supposed to tell the cop that you got a pistol. You know? I think in Michigan, that's for sure. Like, if a cop were to pull me over, I'd just give him my pistol license. If I had my pistol on me. If I didn't have my pistol on me, I wouldn't give him the fucking license. Anyway. Tofus says either he's going to get paid... wait a minute. Tofa says, I mean, I would assume that guy had the safety on before the cop got the gun. You're talking about something. And Dan says, not every pistol has a safety. He's right. Mine does not have a safety. I mean, it does, but it's like, it's built into the, grip. You know, when you grab the pistol, there's like it's like a passive safety and, it just disengages so that the second it's charged, one in the chamber, ready to go, and as soon as I grab it, all I got to do is pull the trigger, and boom, you're dead. Nick says, never carry a pistol with a safety. It's a fine motor skill to try and remember in a split second. No, you're right. You got to have it, like, and if you do, turn it off. What was I going to say? I was going to tell you a story. Oh, Pooh Bear is real sensitive to, we're all real sensitive to the gay shit, you know, because I'm kind of, become, an ally to the gay community over time, which actually, you know, it did happen prior to like my daughter, telling me she's gay. But you know, I kind of love everybody. As long as I don't get wronged. And But I think there's a little bit of rabbit ears going on here because Trump was in some church, and it was him and Melania and Vance, and they're sitting there, and there's a, it's at a, I don't know if it was like different spiritual leaders talking or it was just one denomination, but there was a spiritual leader talking. It's, I think it was a chick. I don't know. Kind of looked dudish. Might have been an Episcopalian. Might have been a lesbian. Might have been. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. The person that was doing the speaking was talking about Mr. Trump, in your heart of hearts, as you begin your presidency, would you please consider, you know, sweetly saying that there are people that have been marginalized, and please show some tenderness and compassion for these people. And don't cast them aside. I think Trump listened. I mean, he sat there and was patient and listening. And he wasn't doing anything silly. Prior to watching this, though, Pooh Bear goes, oh, did you see J.D. Vance? Did you see this? Did you see what he did? I go, well, what? What happened? Well, the pastor or whatever the fuck the person is referred to as was speaking from the pulpit. And J.D. Vance was rolling his eyes, and he was like, yeah. I go, what? And it was the first religious ceremony of the new presidential regime. I go, this is preposterous. Let's watch this. So I watch it, and Trump's sitting there, and he's just listening. And the person, you know, says her piece and does a good job. And she then also says, I'm just saying she because I don't know. She says, and please consider that there are people that are working thankless jobs that people don't want to do, that are not from here, and please have some compassion with these people. And Trump's listening. He wasn't doing anything. But Vance turned and looked at his wife, said something, and then looked back. This was a look on his face. And then during the next 15 seconds, he looked away again and then looked back. But I didn't see one gesture. And it was from far away. And so there was really nothing suspect there. Now, unless if there's a lip reader that zooms in on his mouth, and when he turned his head, he said, fuck this dyke bitch, which I don't think he did. I didn't see anything. And I go, when does he do something bad? And she goes, you didn't see it. I go, no, what are you talking about? He rolled his eyes. I go, oh, you can't see his eyes. And she goes, oh, let me back it up. And I watch it. I go, you don't need to back it up. I saw it. I go, trust me. If I saw him roll his eyes, I'm going to throw him under the bus. He did not roll his eyes. And I said to her, I go, yeah, you can't. I mean, this is looking for trouble. That's like fabricating something. You can't, like, go out of your way to make shit up and then even tell one person about it. You got to look at it with some degree of objectivity. And, I mean, he might hate these people, but he didn't right there. Dan says, Nick says, haters gonna hate. Dan says, did anyone see Jill Biden poke Joe when Trump said something everyone would agree with? And everyone started to stand and clap. I did not. I did see Hillary Clinton start laughing when Trump said he's going to change it from Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. Whatever. Easy. Trump responded to her on Twitter. It was not good. Can you give me more information? You mean responding to the preacher? Oh, well, that's too bad. Yeah, that now that's horrible. I will get an email that explains what Branjo is saying. And I'm anxious to see it. By the way, Nikki has checked in for Fatathon, updating a story I talked about earlier. She is starting, her starting weight is 269.0. That takes a lot of balls to do that. She says, because that's really annoying. I had gotten into the 250s with the fraudulent fatties or whatever it was. Back at it. Fuck this weight. Also, my chat won't connect, so not ignoring anything. Just can't chat. Oh, okay. Whatever. No worries. Yeah. You could stand to lose, 130. I don't know your height. But if you're like, whatever your height, you definitely could stand to drop 100. No problem. Again, I used Jeremy as a template up until this week, where it was a cool 60 in 16 weeks, which he did it all himself. But I'm excited for you. You might. I had a lot of hope for Amanda, but she's kind of taken a huge shit, literally, on this whole deal. She kind of shit the bed on it, and I don't know if she's up for doing it again, if she's going to do well Monday. I'll have to give her wait and see. But after she announced, things are hard, I don't want to try. We'll have to wait and see on that deal. All right, Branjo, I am not seeing this email, and I've tried to buy time. Here it is. Tofus says she failed to mention the large number of illegal immigrants that came into our country and killed people. Trump said in his post, many were deposited from jails and mental institutions. It is a giant crime wave that is taking place in the USA. Apart from her inappropriate statements, the service was a very boring and uninspiring one. She is not very good at her job. She and her church owe the public an apology. All right. That's... God damn it. I don't know. I heard what she said, and I thought it was pretty inspiring. So I think he's full of shit. That's too bad. So J.D. Vance didn't do anything. My point on that was that Pooh Bear was attacking Vance and nothing happened. But he's guilty by association with Trump. That's a horrible comment. That's a piece of shit comment by a piece of shit. All right. I thought those were nice comments made by the... preacher. All right. Hang on. I need more water. The show is brought to you by Kuiper Tree Care. When you got to rip down the trees, you got to trim the trees, you call Kuiper Tree Care. In West Michigan, Kuiper, treecare.com. You can call them or text 616-828-8225. Fully licensed, fully insured, everything you need to know, excellence and professionalism, tree trimming, tree removal, tree land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree risk assessment. Yeah, this one's fine. This one's got to go. There you go. That's how they roll at Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. That's who I want you to reach out to. Tofus says J.D. Vance is just a rich guy who has nothing in common with most people. Trump is garbage, and one day he'll be dead. Maureen says Trump is a twat. He was nodding off during the service, too. Fuck. All right. While I'm at it, Rick from TC Paintball invites you. Oh, what did I just do? That was horrible. Someone get a goddamn clip of that. I just tried to put up my hood and my headphones went flying off and landed right on this. Wow. What? Let me start over. Head over to TC Paintball for your paintball adventure. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. They can help you in getting started with your great time. Tyler says that's some NFK dexterity, LOL. Without a doubt. tcpaintballgr.com. Rick did reach out about a paintball event in February, but I got a fucking hockey game. I'm so sorry. Get your cannabis from the Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. So whether you're in Greenville, surrounding areas, Rockford, Cedar, whatever, or anywhere, it's worth the trip to go to Green Medicine Shop. Why? Because they're my sponsor and you want to support my sponsors. That's who you want to get your cannabis from. Of course, you can buy 10 ounces, get your 10 ounces, drive home. That's going to last you a long time unless you're really in a smoking pot all the fucking time. TheGreenMedicineShop.com with a licensed pharmacist on staff to answer all of your questions. They also, of course, have medicinal cannabis, 18 to 21. Get your med card at TheGreenMedicineShop.com. The licensed independent insurance guy for the show, Frank Fuss. My Policy Shop Insurance. If you have questions about Obamacare, life insurance, Medicare, Social Security, Frank has everything covered for you. He can take care of you every step of the way, doesn't charge you a dime to do it. To get started, go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. Be thinking about asshole of the day today, who I've talked about. Who stands out as the biggest asshole of the day? Yesterday, it was the same old Lions. 2 days in a row, the Lions were same old. They were assholes of the day, and they should be. Fucking disaster. By the way, I'm starting to get a lot of shit from people about saying same old Lions. But that's twice now they've choked in the playoffs. Badly. One was a second half choke in a game that they had won. And then in an absolute complete meltdown of the game last week. And then did you hear Dan Campbell say, this is my fault. I didn't have him prepared. Okay, I either don't believe that or I need to know how. Are they like confused because you didn't prepare them? Are they not professional? You have to like walk them through exactly what you're doing? And how is it that you, on this game, the playoff game, you can have them prepared for 17 games in the regular season, but not in a playoff game? I'm not buying that shit. Fuck that. Now, this is where Joe Martinez comes in and goes, I told you they were going to lose. The only thing worse than me being pissed off is an asshole saying, yeah, I told you, senor, we going to bust them nuts. Yeah, go Michigan. Ay, ay, ay. Fucking idiot. Paul says, and now Ben Johnson is gone. I feel they're one shot and they blew it. Right. Ben Weller says, same old Lions is just dumb at this point. Well, fuckface, what the hell's different? They still lost. They're still losers. I don't give a shit how many games they won. That was humiliating what happened. Nominations include Lady Cop, Mindy, the Trigger Happy Cop, Free Beer. We can go Detroit Lions. And I don't know who else. Piano Finger Banger says, stop whining. Dan Campbell is the reason the team has totally turned around from 3 years ago. I think they're going to regress. I think next year it's going to be too much to handle. And I'm just going to say it right now. My prediction for the Lions next year. They're going to do like a Cincinnati Bengals, and they're going to go 7-10. Maybe 8-9. 7-10. Yoda World's taking a lunch break. Have a good lunch. All right. Finally today, thank you, as always, to Werner Roofing. They're online at wernerroofing.com. W-E-R-N-E-R roofing.com. On that spot online, you can fill out the form, and they will call you by the end of the day and get started on getting you a new roof. You can finance the roof for a decade, and you barely even notice the payments. And if you do notice it, then you're a loser who doesn't make enough money to even own a house, goddammit. W-E-R-N-E-R roofing.com. King's Room Barbershop, three locations. I really need to get there. I need a trim. My hair is so curly right now. It's unbelievable. I got to get a picture of how curly my hair is. I don't want to take it off right now because it probably won't be because I've been wearing a hat. But three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and 821 36th Street, kingsroom.net. Haircuts are $19 plus tip. It's where guys get their hair cut or chicks who like short hair for more than 50 years. And if you are looking to get a job and you are a stylist, or maybe you know someone who is, have them reach out to King's Room Barbershop online at kingsroom.net. Your asshole of the day today. Yeah, it's got to be Mindy the cop. Thank you, Nick Vanderfuck, for sending that story along about Mindy the cop. She is the asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. All right, that is going to do it today. That is my time. I appreciate you for being part of it. And away we go. Onward and upward. In the Patreon, I got into another fight with JC, which I'll share with you. And I have to read the hilarious description of my show that ChatGPT did. Somebody entered it in. Said roast Eric Zane. Am I saying it right? GPT or GTP? I don't know. It's awesome. I can't wait to share with you. That comes up on Patreon. Thanks, folks. Oh, and by the way, I have a surprise for Ben Glaze coming up on the Thursday edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You're going to love it. Thank you, Christy.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.